Look at me, knowing how to record. Sometimes we just amaze ourselves with what we're capable of doing. Okay, good to see everybody. So here we go. We are going to start this session. So if you're wondering what's coming up in the next couple of days or the next week, the dashboard is a great way to go. The calendar is there. You can access our Facebook with all the events that are coming up. A whole bunch of us are headed to Punta Cana next week. It's very limited in what we're doing, but the guys are gonna go live. They're doing their step. They're doing the things that they love to do, which is pretty cool. And Kieran is gonna be doing her workshops next week. So if you wanna know what's going on, I strongly advise going to the dashboard and looking at the calendar. But tonight we're gonna be talking about workout clothes and essential exercise equipment. So I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty happy to excited actually to talk about the equipment part, and that's going to come later on the workshop, because it's good to think creatively so you don't have to spend so much money on equipment. So I can't wait to share a couple of things and hear about what you guys do instead of spending the big bucks on an equipment. So I would love some interaction at the end of the workshop. So let's get to it. So it may seem like a small superficial detail, but the workout clothes you wear can not only impact how you feel when you look in the mirror, they can also make or break your workout. So what does that mean? So how you feel in your workout clothes can have a real psychological implications and impact your performance. So it's kind of like dress for the job you want, except it's dress for the workout you want. So if you think of it that way, it's pretty cool. Like, everyone gets dressed up when they have to do an interview, or everyone gets dressed up if they have to go somewhere. Get dressed up when you do your workout. So what is the secret, to choosing the right workout clothes? It's a balance, between selecting clothes you want, you won't think about once you slip them on, and choosing items that make you feel confident, strong, and ready to take on the world. So you don't want to worry about your leggings slipping, and you also want them to feel like you can lean fully into every lunge. So I'm going to give you a couple of tips to get you started on the workout wardrobe you'll be excited to move in. So the first thing, which is really important, is choose the right fabric for your workout. So not all fabrics are created equal. And depending on your workout, you'll want to choose the right fabric for that type of activity on your schedule. So an example, if you plan on breaking a sweat, look for sweat wicking fabrics. So, which are typically synthetic fabrics made with breathable properties that evaporate quickly. So you can work up a sweat, and then minutes later, your activewear will feel dry to the touch. Because the worst thing is being really, really sweaty, and then all your clothes stick to your body, and then you're like, oh my God, I can't move. So, however, if you plan on doing a lower intensity workout, lightweight cotton can be a soft, comfortable choice. So imagine doing a, relaxing yoga class in cozy cotton. There's nothing better, right? So also think about the fit of the fabric. Snug, form-fitting fabrics are perfect for, like a Pilates class or a run, but while looser fitting activewear is great for active walking, okay? Then we get into colors. So wear vibrant colors to get a major dose of energy. So for those of you that are sensitive to the color, this is for you. Black is my color. So, and my color goes into my hair. So, vibrant red, when I catch it in the mirror, or if I catch it when I'm doing a workout, it brings me joy. So my vibrant color come from my head. So power colors are a real thing. So wearing certain colors can, boost your serotonin or make you feel more relaxed. So like a calming blue might be great for a yoga class, but it's not going to get you moving during your 6 a.m. workout where you need a pick-me-up. So you choose colors that align with your mood. So you want to channel during your workout. Yellow will help you feel bright and awake. I can't wear yellow. There's no way I can wear yellow. Hello. So, but while red can give you a jolt of power and energy to get you through your cardio boost. So, going back, pick the fabric, the color, and then for those of you that who like to throw everything in the dryer, we have some bad news. Workout clothes, especially those in moisture wicking fabrics or with like spandex that stretch, last longer when they're hung to dry rather than tossed in the dryer. Okay, so unfortunately, there's no way around this, but if you know you'll be tempted by the dryer every time, hello me, consider skipping the splurge worthy activewear and opt instead for items you can replace when they wear out. Okay. And then also you got to think about like climate. So when you're purchasing your workout gear, so the climate where you live, as well as the temperatures you're planning to work out in, are important to consider when you're shopping for workout clothes. Do you need lightweight layers that can keep you warm in chilly temperatures while still allowing you to breathe and sweat? Are you in a tropical climate? Where UPF is ultraviolet protection factor. So fabrics and breathability are critical. Do rainy days require weather resistant materials? Do you love a heated or hot yoga class? So make sure your outfit to take on your workout, make sure, sorry, make sure you're outfitted to take on your workout and the environment. It's the worst thing, especially if you're going for a hike or if you're climbing a mountain and there's rain and you don't have water resistant clothing. Totally sucks. Okay. And the next tip that I have is find the brand that works for your body. Okay. You don't have to spend hundreds of dollars because Lululemon tells you to wear these clothes. You don't have to do that. Okay. So find the brand that works for you. With so much shopping online and so many direct-to-consumer fitness brands out there, you're probably going to do much of your activewear shopping online. That's why finding the brands that fit your body best helps make it a more seamless process. So where you can go straight to the website that work for you and then choose the items that you'll look and feel good. You'll know the styles, the fit and fabrics. You're gonna have to play around with it. And what makes you feel confident knowing you'll be ready to hit the ground running, literally. So now we're gonna just deep into a little deeper. So we touched on fabric, we touched on color, we touched on what makes you the brand that makes you feel good, the wear and tear of the clothes, the temperature. Now we're gonna dig a little deeper. So how to choose the right, so I'm gonna go from toe to top, okay? So, how to choose the right workout shoe? If there's one piece of workout gear you need to get right, it's your training shoe. Training shoe. So, I know we've spoke about this in greater detail in another workshop, but I'm just gonna sum it up here. So, those trendy fashion shoes just won't cut it. So, the right shoe helps you to get the most from your workout and at the same time reduces risk of injury. So, it's really important. We know it's easy to get lost in all the different kinds of workout shoes available. So whether you cross train, lift, pound the treadmill, or smash a HIIT workout, you need to discover how to choose the right workout shoe. Okay. So if you're doing a broad mix of activity and you want an all-rounder that will do them all, then you're best to wear like a cross trainer that provides some shock absorption and stability for the majority of the workout activities, including treadmill and spinning. On the other hand, if you're looking to focus on one or two areas or wanting to boost your performance in a specific area, then it's probably worth investing in a shoe specific to that activity and changing your footwear depending on your workout. So if your program involves strength training one day and cardio workout the next, switch up your footwear to get the most from both workouts. It's important. High intensity interval workouts, they incorporate explosive multiple directional movements, box jumps or weight-bearing activities like squats and lunges. This means that your shoes need to absorb the impact. So be light and agile, yet have a stable base for power and continuous fast lateral movements. So look for cross trainers with features like strong lateral support to help stabilize the foot, cushioning to absorb the shock, a firm and low profile for stability, light as possible for agility, okay? And flexible forefoot for natural foot flexion. So if you're adding weights into your workout, it's worth looking, taking a look at shoes that feature firmer, more stable heel for lifting weights. I know talking about footwear is like endless. If you're only running for short periods and combining this with a lot of other activities, then it's okay to wear your cross trainers on the treadmill. So if you're putting in a lot of minutes and miles, you'll need a running specific shoe to properly support and protect your feet. The type of running shoe you'll need will depend on your running gait, so which ultimately comes down to your level of pronation. So this is the inwards rolling of the foot through your foot strike and the body's natural way of like absorbing shock. So it's helpful to know whether you're a neutral runner or an overpronator or an underpronator. So you can find this out through gait analysis at your local running store. It's worth the trip there. So the right shoe will help you run more efficiently for better performance and importantly, helps reduce your risk of injury. Looking for like cushioning technology in the rear and forefoot to help absorb the impact. And if you're an overpronator, a pronator, go for a support shoe with additional support or medial inside of the shoe to help slow down the rate of excessive inwards rolling. Okay. So as part of your getting ready routine in the morning, chances are you're slipping into socks. Falls somewhere in the mix. So now let's talk about socks. And this is especially true if you're an avid exerciser. So working out without socks can be super uncomfortable for most activities, as bare feet and sneakers can exacerbate sweating, chafing, and even lead to the formation of pesky blisters that can hinder your workout, your future workouts. I have only one style of socks. Okay? One style works for me. That's it. So I buy like truckloads because I go through socks a lot, even like running shoes. Okay? So, of course, socks come in all shapes, sizes, fabrics, and styles, just like it's important to choose the right shoe for your specific workout. It can pay to be smart about which type of sock you wear. So I'm gonna talk to you about different types of socks out there and the benefits they offer for your workout. Okay, so moisture wicking socks. So this type of sock is one of the most popular socks for workouts as they help wick away moisture. Do you like how I said that? Keeping your feet comfortable and dry during exercise. So this characteristic is also can help reduce the risk of blisters and other pesky foot problems. Cushion socks. So if you're performing a workout that involves walking, running, or jumping, a cushion sock may be your best bet. So these socks are lined with a thick layer of padding in the heel and toe, and it provides extra comfort and support, especially in the midfoot and forefoot, which experiences the most impact during exercise. Some of us can wear compression socks. So compression socks are designed to apply gentle pressure to certain areas of your feet, improving circulation and even reducing swelling. So this type of sock is often recommended to pregnant people as well as individuals with like certain medical conditions to help reduce the risk of blood clots. It can also be helpful for people who have foot pain or who are at risk of developing foot problems. They're also used frequently to speed recovery post-workout. I know, bet you didn't know that. When it comes to your workout wardrobe, there's nothing like a functional pair of workout leggings. So now we talked about foot and your shoe, your socks, Now let's go into leggings, okay? Like a pair of tried and true blue jeans or the perfect handbag. A good pair of leggings can last years and the foundation of a great work exercise ensemble. So if you're in the market for a new pair of leggings, consider the following features when you're shopping around, okay? So the right fit. Workout leggings, also sometimes referred as tights, are a great go-to when prepping for a workout. So just like my shoes and my socks and my leggings, I usually buy the same brand and the same type of thing, okay? So figure out what works for you. So if you're wondering what mine are, so I'm a Nike shoe. I've tried different shoes, but Nikes work best. Even my socks. So my socks are like ankle socks from Nike. I used to be able to get them in the store, and then when I went to the store one day and they weren't there, I thought it was the end of the world. I thought I just died. So then I found them online. Do you know what I mean? So you have to figure out. So even my leggings for workouts are Nike as well. But that what works for me. Okay. So the last thing you want to be focused on when you work out is your wardrobe. So the less excess fabric you have to deal with, the better. So make sure the leggings fit snugly around your hips and offer a high-rise waist for extra support. So avoid leggings that bunch around the ankles or knees, as these problem areas will likely get worse with continued wear. While some gym goers may prefer bold and bright colors, a pair of solid black leggings is a good staple. So put your leggings to the test by performing a few basic squats at the store. Did the waistline creep down towards your hips as you moved? If so, they're too big. Did the seams press into your stomach uncomfortably? If so, they're too small. It also can't hurt to search for leggings with an adjustable waistband. Comfort should be your priority. Okay? So once you've found the perfect fit, consider other features that complement your lifestyle. So, for example, if you like to work out with your phone nearby, look for leggings with built-in pockets. If you run outdoors at night, seeking leggings with reflective stripes, right? So not all leggings are created equal. One of the biggest differences in quality comes down to the fabric. So I love spandex or lycra is one of the most common materials used in making leggings, stretching, and they're more durable. So two features you definitely want in a pair of trusted workout leggings. When I work out, I don't like wearing leggings that are cotton. I like spandex, like I like firm type of leggings. So that's just me. So many workout leggings blend spandex, other materials like polyester, nylon, creates leggings that release moisture quickly, also known as sweat wicking. So you can get wicking type of leggings if you wish. So move, it helps also move easily with your body and reduce odor. So alternatively, some companies avoid synthetic materials in favor of fabrics made from all natural products like cotton, wool, or bamboo. So these materials are ultra comfortable, but their sweat wicking abilities are limited. So pay attention to product material details when you're shopping, and then take note of what fabrics feel best on your body based on the workouts you're doing. So the right workout leggings can help you make the most of your time at the gym. So make sure you choose leggings suited to the type of activity you're performing. So here are some of my recommendations. So if you're running or doing cardio, like high impact workouts, call for durable leggings that can power through with you. Sweat wicking material is a must since you'll be ramping up your heart rate. Lower waistlines will keep you comfortable as you breathe heavily. If you run or cycle outdoors, you'll probably want leggings with a small pocket for keys. When you're at the gym, you can use the pocket to carry your phone. Stretching. So sitting, stretching, and bending over means that you'll want extra stretchy leggings. Natural fabrics like cotton would be a good choice as they're gentle on the skin. Avoid leggings with zippers. God, it's the worst. Or drawstrings. I had a pair. I was like a disaster. As these can press into you uncomfortably if you lay on your stomach or side or your back, right? Search for pants with a high waist for extra comfort during exercise that involve a lot of bending. If you're doing weights, so squats, like squats, lunges, lifts with your, will put your leggings to the test. So since you'll be in front of a mirror for much of your workout when you're doing weightlifting, there's no shame in choosing an extra cute pair of exercise pants. To me, style doesn't matter. I'm more about comfort. That's just me. So leggings with a drawstring waist are perfect for functional workouts that transition between weightlifting and cardio. The features you should pay attention to when shopping for workout tops. Now we're out of leggings. Now we're going to go into tops. Are the fit, obviously, fabric, quality, length, straps, or sleeves. So a loose fitting shirt can be distracting, or impede movement, while a shirt that's too tight can feel uncomfortable with extended wearing and even causing chafing. So fabric quality can play a role in chafing too, but you shouldn't stop at finding a shirt that's soft. Look at whether it can wick away moisture or keep you warm in cooler conditions, and hold up under repeated wears and washes, depending on how and when you plan to wear it. The length of the shirt and its straps or sleeves can either enhance or detract from its overall fit and feel. So make sure the sleeves don't cut into your upper arms. Like, that's the worst when you're having t-shirts and your t-shirt up to here. And you don't want to wear shirts that cover your hands or constrict movement in any way. So for tank tops, consider whether you prefer that they have an adjustable strap. Keeping this criteria in mind when will help you find a shirt that suits you or your choice of activity, which will ultimately make you work out more enjoyable. It's the worst when you're doing yoga and your t-shirt's really, really loose, because then, your shirt comes down your face and it crawls up. So you want like a fitted shirt. So it all depends on what you're working out. So from shoes to socks to leggings to tops. Now we're gonna find the proper level of bra support. Oh my God, this is so important, okay? First, consider the type of activity you'll be doing. So sports bras are designed to provide three levels of support: low, medium, and high, depending on the impact level of the sport. So the higher the impact, like more bouncing, jumping, or intense movement, the more support you'll likely need. Okay, so many brands categorize their sport bras by impact level, making it easier to sort out. So for high impact activities such as running, mountain biking, or aerobics, you'll want more support to prevent excessive breast movement, which can lead to pain and discomfort. It's the worst. So for low impact activities such as yoga or walking that involve less intense movements, you may not need as much support. So women with larger busts, however, may want to consider having more support even when doing low or medium impact activities. Ultimately, the best sports bra will be the one that fits well, feels comfortable, and suits your personal style and preference. Sports bras may fit slightly snugger than your everyday bras, but your size is likely the same. So do not size down in your sports bra purchase. Calculate your bra size each time you purchase a new sports bra. Your bra size will change several times over your lifetime. Body changes such as weight loss or gain. That will affect your bra size. If you like adjustable straps, offer the most customized fit. And bras with adjustable straps may also last longer since you can tighten the straps as the bra ages and stretches over time. Then you can also think about the back closure. So while most sports bras are pulled over your head, isn't that like a funny thing? Like, it's the hardest getting into one and getting out one. Some have a back closure with hooks. So in addition to being easier to get on and off, this type of sports bra allows you to further adjust the fit. So when fitting a new sports bra, you use the loosest hook, sorry. That way, when the bra inevitably stretches out, you can still tighten it up and the bra will last longer. Underwire. I'm gonna skip it. Okay, underwire and sports bras are Not for me, but if they're for you, that's great. But they're just for me, it is just it impacts my workout. So I don't do underwire sport bras. Wicking fabric. So moist move moisture away from your skin and keep you comfortable. All sports bras will be made from wicking fabrics like polyester, or even like a wool blend. You don't want, sweaty bras. So then at the back, crisscross. So like these straps crisscross in the back are more often found on, low or medium sport bras. Crisscross straps provide less support compared to the other strap styles. The straps are often adjustable, so you can fine-tune the fit depending on the style. Like crisscross straps can highly hide nicely underneath a sporty tank top, or more make their own fashion statement. But the crisscross ones are sometimes hard to get into. I like the tank top. The strap style is more similar to an everyday bra. So the straps are often adjustable, so you can fine-tune the fit. Bras with the tank top strap often have a back closure, which offers additional adjustment. But some tank top bras are designed to allow the straps to be crisscrossed vertically as well. So there's so much options. Racerback sports bras, love those. Racerback have shoulder straps that come together between your shoulder blades to create a Y shape. I find the most support with the Razorback sports bra. They're good for a medium to high impact activity and allow for like a full range of motion. Some people may not like Razorback straps because they feel it puts too much pressure near their necks. Razorback straps hide well underneath that, like a Razorback tank top. Regardless of the strap type you use, but just keep in mind that thin straps generally provide less support than wider straps, but then straps but thin straps are easier to conceal. Now, fun part. Now that we talked about the clothes, like I went from shoe to bras. Now we're going to talk about home workouts. Have the fun little creative things that you can do. So home workouts, like equipment, in terms of equipment. So home workouts have some great benefits over going to the gym. You don't need to spend time traveling to the gym, and you'll save money that you would have spent on a gym membership, which can average at about $50 a month sometimes. But if you prefer to the gym, totally cool. But if you like working at home, totally cool. So this is for those of us that like working at home. So if you feel anxious about going to the gym, or you're self-conscious about exercising in front of other people, home workouts are a good alternative option. You can exercise with privacy in the comfort of a familiar space, and you don't need to wait your turn to use a gym equipment. So if you work remotely or otherwise spend a lot of time at home, home workouts are highly convenient. You can simply hop from your computer to your designated workspace after logging off, for the day. So before exercising at home or buying any home workout equipment, set aside some space for working out. Like, make your space a pretty cool workout space. The space can be anywhere from your bedroom to the basement, but it should motivate you to exercise rather than making it feel like a chore. I sometimes add heaters or fans, depending on what I'm doing. So, have posters that brighten up your dull area, have lots of lighting. Put up like motivational quotes or pictures may be helpful. Keep a towel or fan nearby for sweat, and consider buying like a chalkboard so you can write down exercise regimes to follow. So make it a cool space. If you are strict on buy a strict budget, then there's some home workouts you can do without any equipment. So common cardio exercises include like jumping jacks, mountain climbers, jogging in place, burpees. It's best to combine 3 to 4 of these cardio exercises with 3 equipment-free strength training exercises 2 or more days a week. So you can do squats, you can do push-ups, tricep dips, wall sits, planks, abdominal crunches, lunges. So you don't have to spend any money at all. There's a lot of options that you can do at home and not spend a dime. If you're ready to invest in home workout equipment but are still new to home workouts, consider buying some of the following simple and affordable items like resistance bands, jump rope, a step for aerobics, a domino wheel, exercise mat, gliding discs. If you already have some experience with home workouts and want to take your strength training to the next level, consider buying like suspension trainers, barbells, dumbbells, weighted vests, medicine balls, kettlebells. To create a proper home gym, it's worth buying some electrical cardio equipment, which also costs between a couple hundred to $1,000. If you're gonna go crazy, you can do an indoor bike or elliptical machine or a rower. But I like making my own homemade workout equipment and be creative, as we have all that we have at home and we do not necessarily need to buy anything. So I love doing things that I have already at my house. So I don't have to like buy equipment or, use space in my room with like a treadmill. So I have I could I'm trying to think creatively for everybody that can use everyday practical things. So let me give you some examples. These are fun. So instead of buying like a weighted vest, make it a filled backpack. You have a backpack, fill it up. So a weighted vest, what is that? It adds extra weight to your body, so which can increase your heart rate faster, better engage muscles, make your work harder, and generally maximize your workout. So at an easy at home swap is fill a backpack worn on your back or your front. Okay, you can even do that when you're walking outside. Wear a heavy backpack. Okay, so you can keep this on during your regular workouts as long as there's no pain or discomfort. So if you have like stairs in your house or apartment building, I would also recommend using the backpack to work out the glutes and the quads on the stairs. Then that way you'll always get a bit of a cardio as well. So you don't have to buy equipment and you don't have to do anything. You can just use what you have at home. Okay? So let's say dumbbells. In lieu of dumbbells, bags of rice or water bottles, right? So if you have a couple of bags of dry rice or beans on hand, they make a great alternative to lighter weight dumbbells. Another option is filled water bottles. Food cans work as dumbbell replacements too, but sometimes they can feel a bit bulky or awkward during certain moves. But we got a lot of stuff that are heavy in our house, okay? So this is a fun one, resistant bands. What can we do? Tied pantyhose. Hello, how great is that? Tied pantyhose provide just enough flexibility to create a bit of tension during certain movements. So, for example, you can place the loop just above your knees while doing hip thrust, or you can hold either end of the loop straight out in front of you and tug outward during high knees or butt kicks. Pantyhose, you can get those at a dollar store. Super fun. So if you're, what about medicine balls? Well, you can use larger sports balls. So for a lighter white a weight medicine ball, so instead of going out to buy a medicine ball, pretty much any large sports ball you have on hand will fit the bill, including a volleyball or a soccer bar or a basketball. These aren't going to be the heaviest, but still get the job done when you're working out your abs or your legs or your arms or simply focusing on balance. So let's say if you want a heavier one, a jug of laundry detergent, right? If you need a bit more weight, a hefty jug of laundry detergent can save the day. You can use those for movements like Russian twist or overhead sit-ups, a side plank. So many things you can do with a laundry detergent. So fun. Another one is instead of buying a bench press, you can use large bags of pet food. So if you're looking to do a barbell curls or a bench press, overhead extensions, or any other barbell exercise, including deadlifts or squats, use a big, heavy bag of pet food. Like, how fun is that? So make sure you try to evenly distribute the weight. So if it's stubbornly lopsided, like switch sides halfway through your reps, but you can use dog food. It gets 50 pounds, for goodness sakes. Gliders, you know how they have like, you could go out and buy foot gliders. You can use paper plates, right? Super fun. So you can use gliders on the floor for your legs and ab workouts. You don't have to necessarily go out and buy them. Let's say if you're going to do like pistol or sit squats, use your couch. So your couch can be a real treasure during all sorts of workouts. You utilize the couch for pistol squats. So those are single leg squats or sit squats. So if you feel like you need some leg burn, try doing sit squats or pistol squats, or so single leg squats onto and off of your couch. So touching the cushion each time forces you to go low enough to get a full repetition and provides padding in case, you fall or just take a break. So your couch is also comes in handy for tricep dips, incline or decline push-ups, incline or decline running planks. So use what you have at home. Just be creative. So I hope what I shared tonight has inspired you to think outside the box. And I hope I've given you something to think about when you're purchasing your next workout outfit. So hopefully you are leaving with like, ooh, that sounds kind of cool. I'll try that and make you think about when you buy your stuff, buy your workout or your equipment. And that's all I got for you tonight. So if you have any questions or if you have anything you want to share that I didn't touch upon, I would love your feedback. Other than that, what brand of sports bras do you like? So I like, good question, Tracy. So I like Under Armour. You're welcome, Stacey. So I use Under Armour. I like those because they sometimes have adjustable straps, but I do a racer back and they're adjustable. But I use Under Armour. You're quite welcome, Carol. Yeah, so I like those. I sometimes Under Armour buys ones that are that don't have an adjustable strap. Workout that they do workout, they work as well, but some of them are like really hard to get into, but I try to use simple ones. Lorna,
Hi.
your question.
More of a comment than a question. For people who are plus size workout gear exists, but you have to try harder to find it. And it is expensive, but you can get deals. Just wanted to mention that Sport Chek, it's very annoying. They don't sell plus size in the stores, but they have it online. And a lot of times you can get deals. They'll be like on clearance. And you can get sports bras at Pennington's. They actually have pretty good ones. And Reitman's has really good yoga pants that go up to HYBA yoga pants that go up to, I think, a 3X. Yeah. So they're around, but you have to look.
Thanks for sharing that. And there was I remember there was this, it's an investment for the sports bras, especially if we're well endowed in the front or an extra large size. Like there's one that actually when you put on like it lifts them, like they're really adjustable and they and there's like a zipper at the front, but the zipper is concealed so it doesn't bother you. But there's a lot of like worker bras are so important. Because if you don't invest in the right bra, like there's back pain issues, workouts uncomfortable, but it is harder to find out there for sure. But I love your suggestions. Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Lorna. I really appreciate you. What did you say? Under Armour. Hold on. Let me. There's a lot of things. Hold on one sec. Helen, I really like the Reebok brand, which is an yes. Reebok, yes, I use their at Walmart. I purchased their sports bra there. They're pretty good. They're just not adjustable. Like you just put them on. And the fabric is really good as well. I should have done like a display. I should just get all my sports bras. Lululemon. Sorry, one second. I lost that. We made too much section on their website, and you can get great deals on lots of their. Oh yes, it's their like clearance sale type of thing. Yeah, for sure. So Lululemon, I love their leggings. There was one legging that I love that I've had for so many years, but it's $110. But they've lasted me maybe 6 years already. So if you want to make the investment, but you have to try them on because some Lululemon leggings. are not tight at the bottom. So when you are running or doing high impact, they tend to like rise up at the bottom. But you want to get the ones that are tighter at your calf area. So that's where I find NYX sports bras are expensive, but sometimes good sales. Yes, Sandra D is an ambassador. Yes, exactly. I like the zip front ones that are hard to find. Yes, good one. What other ones? Hold on. Good stuff in the chat. Does anybody else want to say something else that I missed? Oh, Rhea, yes. Go ahead. Hold on one second. Go ahead, Rhea. What do you have to say?
Well, I don't think you have to buy them. Maybe you could suggest something that would be comparable, but I have this like a little 1 pound weight
Yes.
that I can put my hand in, so it's much
Yes.
easier to kind of maneuver. And I've added them to a lot of my like aerobic exercises, and because they're 1 pound, well, I just came up with it myself, so I don't know if it'll work for anyone, but it's just enough, a bit more of an effort to, like, I feel like it makes the workout a little bit harder, but not so much that it's
Yeah.
too much. And then in my case, it really helped me with balance because it forces you to stay more upright because you have these little weights. So
Yeah,
I
the
just
1 pound weights are
wanted
my favorite,
to.
especially. Yeah, I love those hand weights. So I'm glad that you brought that up. So the 1 pound, so for those of us, well, most of us can do walkouts out, like our walking outside, especially in the summer months. Sometimes when we're just walking and our hands are like just on our sides, don't you find that your hands swell a little bit, your fingers swell a little bit? When you have those 1 pound weights, it's something just to grab. This is my stapler. So the 1 pound weights is something for you to grab, and it helps with the circulations of your fingers so they don't swell a lot. So those hand weights are, I love those, especially when we're doing like any type of aerobics. Like I love that. It reduces the risk of swelling in your hands, I find. And it's, yes, and Dollarama has some good workout gear, but good one, Rie. Those are good. I love those ones. Thank you. I appreciate you. Yes, Tracy, Dollarama is a good one too with hand weights and stuff, for sure. Yeah. Anybody else have anything else to say or share? Like, I would love to hear what brands you guys use for like your workout gear or something creative that you've used that you don't have to actually go buy equipment for. Marianne, hold on. Go ahead.
It's not so much a qu equipment qu question or issue. I have, and it's, I'm gonna have to be blunt to ask this, but I want a suggestion. I find if I work out for a long period of time, like I'm sweating like profusely. I'm almost like Nick in that way, where I'm like sweat is like rolling down my face.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if you know this, Antonetta, but I'm actually doing the CN Tower walk in April. I'm super
Okay.
excited. I got the okay from my physiotherapist, so I'm
Yeah.
working on trying to get that. So I don't know if a headband would be like something that would hinder me when I'm doing the climb, because I feel like I'm gonna be sweating like a pig, to be honest. But I want to try to get something that is gonna like hold back the sweat going into my face, because we can't carry anything with us on the climb. So I don't know if I
The
should like have a wristband type thing like this. I know when P3 first came out and you had like the a body little wristband, like with the white ones that you gave out
oh, the
when
little
you guys.
pocket. Yeah, I
Yeah.
would get headbands if you sweat a lot, so that the sweat doesn't run down your eyes. Like I would do a headband, but I'm gonna tell you a little secret, Marianne. Like the more I sweat, the more I'm happy. It's weird. It's so weird. So I miss, like, I love it when after a workout, like, I'm drenched. I don't know. It's weird. I know, but it's such a great feeling. But if the sweat bothers your eyes, for sure, I would get a headband because that would stop it. Like, headbands are great. I'm sorry that I didn't even like tap into that. Because I don't wear headbands and I should have thought about that. But headbands are great if you sweat a lot and they just drips into your eyeballs. But it was like, I remember when I used to do yoga classes and I used to do like hot, well, I still do hot yoga classes. And I remember going into that room and just starting my practice and already I'm like, there's There's sweat dripping down my elbows. Oh my God, it's like the best feeling ever. I personally believe the more you sweat, the prettier you are. So go for it.
It's just I didn't want to have it to try to be dealing with it when I'm doing the
I'm gonna
climb,
do a
so I.
headband for sure. Yeah, for sure. Or like a hat or whatever. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
Where
good
would you get
question.
like a headband like that? I've never worn anything like that in my life, to be
Oh my
honest.
God, so many on Amazon. Walmart has it, but Amazon, if you get a headband from a workout headband from Amazon, for sure, you have so much selection and they're not expensive at all. But I mean, if you don't want to invest in one, you can also wear a hat and absorbs it too.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah,
Thank you.
good job. Congratulations. That's amazing. Rie, what do you got to say?
It's me again. Mary Ann's a question reminded me, and I don't want to take this over with the CN Tower
No,
walkthrough,
go
but
ahead.
I read somewhere that it might be helpful to wear gloves because I'll be holding onto the railing. What do you think of that? Will it be more slippery, or would it help
So
me hold?
I would get workout gloves, you know, the ones that you use for like weights, like your
Oh,
fingers
okay.
are exposed. So
Yes.
funny enough, see, that's another thing I should have talked about. Good thing. So gloves, I know it's kind of crazy. I love wearing workout gloves even when I run. I don't know what it is. Even when I'm running on the treadmill, running outside, I love wearing workout gloves. I don't know what it, I don't know, maybe it's a mind over matter thing, but it just makes me feel so much powerful. But the gloves, I love the ones that they're called Everlast. Like you can get them on Amazon. Your fingertips are exposed, but putting those on, I don't know, I just love it. Like I would if I were you, I would totally wear them for sure. Yeah, that's a great accessory.
Okay, thanks. Thank
Yeah,
you for that.
super cool. I'm gonna wear them too. Excellent. Yeah. Anybody else? This is such a great conversation. Super fun. Well, I hope you feel inspired. I hope you feel that you got an aha moment. But yeah, but if you have any questions later, you can totally message me and we can have a little chat for sure. But other than that, I hope you found it fun. So, and not boring. Because it's like workout clothes. Yeah, but I hope you got some fun things to go away with. And let me stop the record. For those of you catching the replay, thanks a lot. Let me stop the replay. Stop recording.